Hachette Audio presents The Aries Decision by Robert Ludlum. Written by Kyle Mills. Read by Jeff Woodman. Chapter 1. Above Northern Uganda. November 12th, 0203 hours, GMT plus 3. The roar in Craig Rivera's ears combined with the darkness to make everything he knew, everything real, disappear. He wondered if astronauts felt the same sense of emptiness. If they wondered, like he did, whether God was just at the edge of their vision. He looked at a dial glowing faint green on his wrist. The letters were Cyrillic, but the numbers tracking his altitude and coordinates were the same as the government-issue unit he trained with. Rivera tilted his body slightly, angling north as he fell through 15,000 feet. A hint of warmth and humidity began to thaw the skin around his oxygen mask, and below, the blackness was now punctured by widely scattered, barely perceptible points of light. Campfires. When his GPS unit confirmed that he was directly over the drop zone, he rolled on his back for a moment, staring up at a sky full of stars and searching futilely for the outline of the plane he'd jumped from. They were alone. That, if anything, had been made perfectly clear. He knew little about the country he was falling into at 125 miles an hour, and even less about the man they'd been sent to find. Caleb Bahame was a terrorist and a murderer so cruel that it was difficult to know if the intelligence on him was accurate or just a bizarre tapestry of legends created by a terrified populace. Some of the stories, though, were undeniable. The fact that he demanded his men heat the machetes they used to hack the limbs from...